The bus travels through America's underbelly. I'm a bus rider. That makes me unusual for a white male from upper middle class family. Our people are not bus riders, though some are subway riders. Bus riders are other people, the poor, minorities, immigrants, people who don't drive because they are blind or have a DUI. And in my case, I don't drive because I have bad vision, bad coordination. Just never got the hang of the whole driving thing. Fortunately for me, my wife does the driving, but I still take the bus from time to time. I rode the AC buses in Berkeley as a child, Line 67, Line 51, Line 43 F bus. Rode them long before BART came along, and afterwards as well. As an adult, seldom rode the bus, but when I did so, I was always impressed with the sheer diversity of the bus riding population. Hundreds of languages, all sorts of sexual orientation. Some were white, most were not. Most of my fellow passengers were nice enough, some were friendly, some were lost in their own thoughts, and a few were scary-looking dudes with the look of someone who had done time and were capable of more violence. I also rode the bus in Seattle as a graduate student, a lot of fellow UW students, unusual immigrants, minorities, etc. Some white people in commuting. D.C. over the years, I rode a lot of buses, mostly to and from the metro, but I got to know and love the D.C. buses as well. I also took the Greyhound bus across the country several times over the years, all over the country, U.S. Bay Area to Stockton, Bay Area to Clear Lake, Bay Area to New York City to D.C. over this USA. Taking the Greyhound was always an adventure, met a lot of interesting people, and as people on long-distance bus rides tend to open up and talk to pass the time away. Overseas, I took the bus all over in India and Barbados and Spain and Korea. Korean buses for many years were difficult for foreign visitors as the signs were all in Korean. Most have signs now in English, Chinese, and Korean are much more foreigner-friendly. Riding the bus in America allows one's access to the underbelly on the American side, the poor, the marginalized immigrant communities, that many middle-class white people just never see. And for that reason, I'm glad that I am a bus rider. Note from the author, based on my experience riding the bus over the world from 1968 to 2018. All poetry